Welcome back to the Sunday Night Sex Show. Maureen McGrath here hosting this program for you this evening. Thanks for being with me. Always my pleasure to be with you. There's something that's been honestly driving me crazy lately as I've been driving around this city and the Lower Mainland, and that is watching people text and probably sext. I actually haven't witnessed the sex in the car yet, but I'm sure, well, I know we've had that because we had an issue out in Richmond where somebody was pulled over. They were charged with having sex in the car. Anyway, sex on the beach, sex in the car, sex wherever you are. And I have Paul Hergot on the line. Paul is a lawyer with Hergot Law. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Maureen.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm very good tonight. Thank you so much. You're as annoyed about cell phone use as I am as well. And you're, in fact, you've started a petition to ban all cell phone use while driving. What are some of the issues that you see in your law practice?
Well, what I see, Maureen, and interesting about the particular issue of a distracting activity of being sexual in a while driving a motor vehicle.
So interesting, isn't it?
It's absolutely insane. But I actually researched this a little bit when I wrote a column 5 years ago called Sexual Favors Have No Place in a Moving Vehicle. And it turns out that about 15% of drivers will admit to have participated in some type of sexual activity while behind the wheel.
I bet I know the most common one. But anyway, we'll move on.
I have no idea what you could be referring to. But
no, I know you don't. Never thought about it, right, Paul?
No idea. In any event, the thing about being sexual while driving is it's a very rare activity, thankfully. Sure, perhaps 15% of people have admitted to at some point in their lives having done that activity. It's something that probably occupies very few actual traveled kilometers.
Right.
Conversely, the cell phone use and texting that didn't really exist maybe 20 years ago has become mainstream outside the vehicle and has become mainstream inside the vehicle. Effectively, our vehicles have become rolling phone booths.
Exactly. And you can see that. You can see that you're driving along and it's like it's the crotch viewers, right? They're looking down. It's obvious. And they're, you know, they may not be driving the straight line either. They could be sexting, right? They could be sexting somebody. Exactly, because it's arousing. So they're, you know, driving and they're texting or they're sexting. It's so important. But what we talked earlier about what most of the, or at least half of the cases in your law practice are related to texting.
Right.
And what happens?
Right. Well, and texting is one of the most obvious. You're driving along, you see someone looking down. Another very obvious is when they have their hand to their ear, and you can see a phone in their hand, and they're talking away on their cell phones. And then there's the ones that are less obvious, but it's just they're talking to themselves because they're talking on a hands-free device. But fully 50% of the cases that I handle, and I have a very broad personal injury practice, 50% are rear-enders, and these aren't the rear-enders where someone's following too close. These are the rear-enders where someone comes to a complete stop behind stop traffic, whether it's backed up traffic and stop and go, or it's a stop, a red light, or someone's turning left and they're waiting for oncoming traffic. If someone comes to a complete stop and then another vehicle, distracted driver, smashes into the back of those vehicles.
Wow. May I just take a little step back? Because I see this activity happening and I think part of me is like, why can you do that? And I can't do that. Is this legal? You're a lawyer. And I know we've talked a lot about a lot of different legal issues over our time since I've known you. And the thing is, can people be driving and actually hold the phone in their hand, not up to their ear? They hold it in their phone, so they're in their hand, so they're very obvious, and they're speaking into the microphone. Is that legal?
Right, that is dead illegal.
Dead illegal. And they do this. These brazen individuals are doing this.
Yes, but really the sad thing is that if you just purchase a little bit of technology, you can do that exact same behavior just without actually physically holding the telephone.
And
you know what? There's no difference whether your hand is holding the phone or your hand is somewhere else, maybe doing a sexual activity.
This is true.
It makes no difference to the distractiveness of talking or texting. You can voice to text. There's no difference.
That's right.
If you're holding the phone or not. The science is clear.
So phones and sex are distracting in the car. I'm going to ask you to hang on, Paul Herget of Herget Law. And if you don't mind hanging on through the break, and I want to talk to you about what we should do and your petition. I am Maureen McGrath. You are listening to the Sunday Night Sex Show on News Talk 980 CKNW. Welcome back to the Sunday Night Sex Show on News Talk 980 CKNW. I am Maureen McGrath, hosting this program for you. I did want to mention to you that on my website, WHIN.ca, WHIN.ca, which is the Women's Health Initiative Network website, I have a survey. It's in English and French, and it's going to be up for about another 7 to 10 days. And you have an opportunity to win an iPad, one of the fancy ones, like top of the line one. And it's a survey about women's health. So go to WHIN.ca, take our survey, English and French. We had 1,000 responses already, so it's actually getting a lot of attention, and I'd really appreciate that. I have Paul Herget on the line still. He is a lawyer. I invite lawyers on the program because, you know, they know how to pull out like none other. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my.
It's true, though, right? Like, you're done with the case. You're pulling out.
Gee, okay.
Anyway, so anyhow, but we're talking about texting and sexting and driving and banning cell phone use. And so you've started a petition.
Right.
A lot of the cases in your practice, Herget Law in Kelowna, deal with people being rear-ended because they are distracted, regardless of what they're doing.
Right, and I use the rear-ended example as the most obvious, because clearly you're not keeping track of what's going ahead of you if you smash into the back of a stopped car. Clearly. Right,
absolutely.
But really, every other crash, 99% of crashes, occur because people aren't paying full attention to what's going on ahead of them, whether it's the straight through, left turn, whatever it is. That's
right.
Where crashes happen. Now, before January 1 of 2010, in British Columbia, there was no law that governed cell phone use in cars.
I know. It was so cool. We could all drive around. I'm just kidding. Talk to all your friends. Go ahead. Kidding.
Except, though, if you recall, and I don't know if you recall back then, it's only been 7 or 8 years ago, back then, the public perception or sentiment was leave the phone alone. There was a common understanding that cell phone use in cars was dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you recall those types of messages that were being sent out. Crash statistics, if you look at the ICBC crashes, they were consistent, actually, in the years leading up to 2010. Very little variation. And then there was this new law. And the new law came into effect January 1, 2010, and it was to ban handheld cell phone use only. And it didn't say anything about hands-free. So really, what did that law tell British Columbians?
That they could actually use their phone as long as they weren't touching it.
As long as you're not touching it, you could use your phone. Not only can you use it because it's legal and hasn't been prohibited, but it is safe.
Right.
Why are you banning handheld? Because it's dangerous.
Right.
So clarity. So what did all the safe conscious British Columbians do? Oh, I want to be safe. I'm going to purchase the technology that allows me to talk hands-free, and then I'll be a safe driver.
Mm-hmm.
And so public perception started shifting. And then what did we do January 1 of 2016? We dramatically increased the penalties for handheld cell phone use.
That's right.
Further cementing that hands-free cell phone use was perfectly safe. Well, what impact did that have on British Columbia? It takes a while for public perceptions to change, but sure enough, consistent crash statistics, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, increased by 7.5%. 2015, another increase, 7.5%. What's happened with ICBC rates? Increase 5%, increase 5%. This big issue about ICBC being able to financially support itself was created by a law that banned handheld cell phone use. So what I want to do is what I'd like to do, and it would be really lots of fun, for road safety to become an issue in this election.
Excellent. And so you have a petition. Where can people go to sign the petition?
Well, if is it possible that I could give you a link? It's a change.org thing that I found, so I'll send that to you separately if you might put it
sure.
on your website.
Yeah, why don't you email it to me? I'll pop it on the website.
I will. And my private email address is paul, P-A-U-L, at hlaw.ca, and I can send people links directly if they wish. That's paul at hlaw.ca.
That's fantastic. I'm sure a lot of people will feel passionate about this. And I really appreciate, but I got to go to break, Paul. I'm so sorry, but I appreciate you. The real reason I invited you on the show because lawyers are so good at preparation. You know the importance of preparation. I appreciate all of your help. I am Maureen McGrath. You're listening to the Sunday Night Sex Show on News Talk 980 CKNW.